Just a very fascinating diuk. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't make any mention about if the son is not to ask the father, the father should say it for him.
Right. So, in fact, just to emphasize that point even further, this is the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Perek Ches. Normally, we talk about the four questions, but the Rambam didn't have any such concept. Well, right. I mean, because of the Basar Korban Pesach. Sliesh, but what's the presentation of the Manishtana? Not as a series of questions, but as an amira, right? It's a declarative. So what's going on with the Rambam? The Omer Hakore Manishtana Halayla Zemikol Lelos, right? Etc. And comparing this night, meaning the night of the 15th, to all other nights. So let's take a look here in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and I wanted you to hopefully pick up on how the Rambam shifted his emphasis from the Sefer HaMitzvos, his whole orientation, not just his emphasis, I should say, to the Mishnah Torah. And I'm indebted to Reb Chaim Ilson for pointing this out to me in a shir about maybe 12 years ago at this stage. So the Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin in the Sefer HaMitzvos tells us, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin Yishat Yivana L'Saper B'tiyas Mitzrayim, the mitzvah is to tell the story of the Exodus, B'leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, the date of this mitzvah is the 15th of Nisan, B'tchilas Halayla, Kefitzachos Lashon HaMisaper, and in accordance with the fluency, the eloquence of the one who will be Misaper. B'chol Mash Yosef Imamar V'yarech HaDvarim B'Hagdolas, Masha Asalanu Hashem, Masha Asu Imanu HaMitzrim Me'ovil V'chamas, Vechlakach Hashem Dikmasenu Mehem Uvehodos Lo Yisala Al Mashe Gimalanu Mechasada V'yeyu Serto. This is the Rambam's version of basically saying Vechol Hamarbe Labriut Areza Mishubach. So he has very interesting formulations. Hagdalas Masha Salanu Hashem, how great God was to us, and how wicked the Egyptians were to us. Masha Asu Yimanu Mitzvah Me'avu V'Chamas. Number two, number three, God's Nekama against the Egyptians, and then Hoda'ah, number four, so he considers this all to be part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Moshe Amro Kol Amara Chasaper Yetzias Mitzrayim Reza Meshubach. Now what's the makar? If it's a mitzvah d'araisa, you need a makar. V'akasev Shabala Atziva Yizehu Amara Yisala V'igad to Levincha Bayom Ahulemor. V'av Heirosh V'igad to Levincha Yachal Mirosh Chodesh. Right, that's why the Vilna Gaon is against the Minig. How many people have the minig of saying the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah? Like the Ramah, right. So the Vilna Gaon was against the minig because of this Maimar Chazal. Bayom Hahu Lemor. Right? We got to the Vincha Bayom Hahu Lemor, not Yachal Mirosh Kodesh. Tamadomber Bayom Ahu Yachal Mibod. Yom Tamadomber Bavor Zela Amarti El Beshashi Shmatsu Maru Munachin Lefanech. It's interesting because even the Ramah's minig doesn't say that you should say the entire Haggadah. He seems to have been sensitive to this point as well, if you look carefully, because he says the minig is only to say L'chaper L'kol Avonoseinu, which is just before, L'li Olomer, Kol Mishalom Amar Shol Shadvarim, L'yatzi Dechavas, on the Pesach HaMatzah the Marer. So obviously, he didn't think that this was a Kihim of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and by excising the three most important elements, the Ramah was obviously showing, yeah, in terms of the mitzvah, you can only do that in the night, but he thought there was a Maila of having a recitation of the Haggadah. Now, you could say it's just preparation. You always should prepare davening in advance when it's not the davening that we do every day. So maybe this is similar to that. I think that there's a different story there, but Od Chazon LaMoed, a little bit of a different time, why Shabbos Haggadah should trigger a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, something for you guys to consider. Kolomar mitzchila salai l'chayiv atalasaper. Veloshen mechelta michlal shenemar ki yishalcha vincha yachlim yishalcha tamagido v'im lavein atamagido. Maybe it should really be dependent on if the kid asks. Tamadomar v'igad to the vincha. Aval pi she'eno sho'alcha, even though he doesn't ask you, you should still tell him. Ein li ala bizman she'esh lo ben, b'eno levein atzim, b'eno levein acherim inayin. Tamadomar v'ayom roshalam zachar es hayom hazeh asher yitzasem in Mitzrayim. Kilomar should tziva lezachor kamosha amaro zachor siyam haShabbos lekadosha. Okay, so again, you don't need multiple people around for the mitzvah deraisa of kiddush. Kvar yadata l'shon amaram ve'afilu kulanu chachamim kulanu nivonim kulanu yodim es haTorah kula mitzvah aleinu l'saper tiyatzarim v'chol misaper tiyatzarim v'zem b'shubach etc. So the Rambam quotes three pesukim. what is the basis for the mitzvah entirely? V'igad to the mincha b'yom ahu le'mor. Okay? That's the basis of the mitzvah entirely. That's what the Rambam says. Okay. Number two is, how do you know that there's a mitzvah even if your child doesn't ask you? V'igad to the mincha b'yom ahu le'mor. Okay? And number three, the Rambam wants to know, let's say there's nobody else around, how do you know you still have to tell the story? Zachar sayom hazeh asher yitzasa mimitzrayim mibeis avadim. So the Rambam has three different times when he resorts to a pasuk in the Chumash. The first pasuk is used twice, both to establish the obligation and to establish the idea that the child doesn't need to ask. But if you were to ask me, based on the Sefer Mitzvahs, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim? You don't have to look very far. The Rambam himself defines it. Hashem's goodness to us, the wickedness of the Egyptians, God's vengeance on the Egyptians, and our gratitude to God. Okay. Now, the Rambam's presentation, okay, in the Mishnah Torah differed, as I'm sure and I hope you saw, dramatically. What was the most obvious change? Okay, so I know Rabbi Adler definitely develops that idea very extensively. But even just in terms of the facts, before we get to the interpretation. Well, if you just take a look at the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, what's the nature of the Mitzvah? Good, excellent. So that was just telling us that you have to do it if you're by yourself. Just like Kiddush, you have to make by yourself, right? Zachar siyom ha-shabbos ha-kadosh. So the Rambam is appealing to a different pasuk, and that's surely important. Right? And that pasuk involves a connection to Zachiras Shabbos. So it would seem that the Rambam isn't just changing the makor, but the Rambam is telling us that the nature of the mitzvah is actually completely different than the way that he presented it in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So let's see how the Rambam reoriented and what the Rambam really thought the nature of Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim was when all was said and done. After his presentation of the Sefer HaMitzvos, there are very important changes. Ben Sion, take it away. This is the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Perek Zayin. That's parallel to the Sefer Mitzvahs, maybe the first parallel. This is Yehuda, your point that right Talmud Torah of if Milamdo, right, putting in the context of Limud. Notice that emphasis on Uva Laila Haza. Vim haya ben gadol v'chacham.
Vim haya ben gadol v'chacham. V'odio ma she'ira lanu b'Mitzrayim v'nisim ha'chinasu.
Lanu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu hakol l'fi. Right, so again, if the child is more intelligent, so you can introduce the role of Moshe Rabbeinu. No, why do you think that only if the child is more intelligent, we can introduce the role of Moshe Rabbeinu? Exactly, anivelo malach, anivelo saraf, anivelo ashaliach, meaning not Moshe. And then, v'tzarech la'asos shinoi, let's go ahead a little bit further, Ben Sion.
So
The Yomru, there you have it again. It's a funny thing. The Rambam says maybe Chotan es Hamatzos means Marin Lechol Kadesh Lo Yishan. Okay, so the Rambam completely recalibrated his presentation, and there's a very clear explanation for this. According to the Rambam, as noted by Shimi, the Makor Midaraisa for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Zachor es Hayom Hazeh Asher Yetzasem Mimitzrayim Mibeis Abadim. And the Rambam says, just in case you're confused, look at Zachor es Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho. So let's look at the Rambam's presentation of that mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and then David, hopefully everything will come into sharp focus. David, take a look at this. This is Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei, the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos. We're just building it up another minute, and then in one fell swoop, you know, as Rav Ilson, you know, was able to explain it so clearly, we'll see what emerges. It's just breathtaking. So the Rambam says, what is the nature of Zechira Shabbos? Why does the Rambam change the makar from the Sefer HaMitzvos, Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, to the Mishnah Torah, from Vigat to the Vincha, to Zachar Sayyam Azah, Kemoshe Nemar Zachar Sayyam Shabbos Lakacha? What's going on here, David? Godel Hayom. Wow. Okay, so let's just hold it up here for a second. So what's the nature of Zechira Shabbos? To point out, Godel Hayom Uma'alaso. Exactly. And what makes it distinct from all other days? Now, when do we do this? Do we do this on Tuesday? Do we do it on Wednesday? I mean, do you do it on Thursday? Do you do it on Friday? When is this mitzvah practice? On Shabbos. So on Shabbos itself, it's a mitzvah to say that this day is indeed different than all of the other days of the week. What does that sound like? Amiras manishtana, not she'elas manishtana. Amiras manishtana. Go back to the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, Perek Zayin, Alocha Aleph. Mitzvah sase shel Torah l'saper nisim v'niflo shenasu l'avaseidim b'mitzrayim. Bilel Chamisha Asar Benisad. Shenemar Zachar Sayom Azer Shertas Mitzrayim. Kamo Shenemar Zachar Sayom Shabbos. So the Rambam is signaling to you that the nature of the mitzvah was to say that the 15th of Nisan is indeed unique vis-a-vis the rest of the year. Okay. Nisim v'niflo Shenasu Lavoseinu. Now again, you could say that on Gimel Shvat, on Zayin Tammuz, on Dalet Kislev, on Yud Cheshvan. So when should you do this? Then the Rambam says, I don't know. I need another pasuk to tell me. So when should I do that? What does he say? So just like Shabbos, we make mention of the fact that it's unique with respect to the rest of the days of the week. We do that on Shabbos. So when do we actually do this? On the 15th of Nisan itself. But you need a pasuk for that. What's the pasuk? Uminayin shebilel chamisha sar tamalomar vigad to the vincha ba yom ahule mor b'sha sheish matzu maror munachim lefanecha. What do we say? If the ben was tipesh, what do you just say to him? So he says, "Uvalayla hazeh, pada usano kadosh baruch hu v'yotzeinu l'chairus." When you strip it down to the bare essence, as you have to, right? Because lefidaso shel ben aviv melamdo, it really is about the unique quality of this night. Uvalayla hazeh, balayla hazeh, balayla hazeh. It's an amira. Manishtana, it's a declarative. It is singular and unique. Now, if I were to ask you, Aiden, why is it logical that if there is a mitzvah midaraisa to say that the 15th of Nisan is different than every single day of the year, why is it logical to do that on the 15th of Nisan itself? What other element, we haven't mentioned it so far today, about Yitzias Mitzrayim militates in that direction, right? In theory, right, Noam, you could say that the 15th of Nisan is different than the rest of the world, of the year. You could do that on Gimel Shvat, on Dalet Cheshvan, on Beis Tammuz. Why now? So, Aiden, what is it about, what other chiyuv associated with the night means that, you know, it makes sense to tell the story on this night? Just logically. What other elements? I'll say it, then you'll immediately recognize what I mean. B'chol dar v'dar chayav adam liros sasat smo ki ilu hu yad samim Mitzrayim.
Oh, so you're just saying Yitzias Mitzrayim.
If the whole idea is that we're supposed to conceive of ourselves, and according to the Rambam even reenact, that we're leaving Egypt, so then what makes a lot of sense? To actually mark it on the day when they left Egypt. So you might say it's nice to do it on the anniversary in general, but here it's not because it's nice, but because that's the din d'oraisa. Chayav adam liros asatzmo ki ilu hu yatzam in Mitzrayim. According to Ram, chayav adam liharos asatzmo. So the only way to really get into that frame of mind is to be, you know, exactly at the spot in the calendar where they were. So the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah said, you know what the mitzvah is? It's to tell the story. How bad the Egyptians were to us, how good God was to us, how he avenged himself on the Egyptians, and our sense of gratitude. That's not the mitzvah when all is said and done, according to the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah. Zachor es hayom hazeh asher yitzasim Mitzrayim beis avadim is parallel to Zachor es yom haShabbos zekacho. What's the mitzvah of Zachor es yom haShabbos zekacho to say this day is fundamentally different than the other 6 days of the week? To say that bichnisaso v'yitziyaso, havdalah for the Rambam, is part of that same kiyum. And that's exactly the story here. That's exactly the story here. That you have a mitzvah of saying, just like you had the mitzvah of saying on Shabbos, on the 15th of Nisan, don't confuse the 15th of Nisan with any other date on the calendar. It's like you shouldn't confuse Shabbos with Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. As the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvot about Shabbos, Nis korbam godol hayom umalaso vehevdelo mishar hayamim hakod mimimenu v'abayim acharav. What did the Rambam say in the Mishnah Torah? Vesaper benisim veniflo shenasu avosenu b'mitzrayim b'leil chamishasar benisan. You're telling the story, as they called the Rav's collection of essays on Pesach, of an exalted evening. The Nisim and the Niflos. I once wanted to even take it a little bit further. If you notice the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says, Mr. Vilson, did not say, but he uses two terms. He says, Godel Hayom, Vehevdelo, that it was exalted, it was intrinsically great, but also it was distinct. I once wanted to line that up with the two words that the Rambam uses to describe what happened on the 15th. Mitzvah Asir Shel Torah L'Saper blank Shenasu L'Avosenu B'Mitzrayim B'Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan. What terms does he use? Nisim Niflos. What's the difference? Nisim v'niflos.
Nisim, like,
Right, so it's miraculous, a miracle, right, that defy the typical laws of nature. And niflaos. I think so. That's exactly right. That there were nisim and there were niflaos. They established the day both as a day of intrinsic significance, godel hayom ma'alaso, but also by definition as distinct from all other days, where you don't experience these awes and these wonders. And if that's true, then we can understand very well and appreciate exactly where we started with the Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, V'Omer HaKore Manishtana Halayla Zeh Mikol HaLeilos. That the entire choreography of the Seder is to create Shinuyim between this night and all other nights. Shinuyim that reflect what? The fact that ultimately this night is fundamentally distinct than all of the other nights of the year. That's the essence of the mitzvah. So it's not a question, it's a declarative statement. How unique is this night? Indeed, it is unique. And so all of the choreography with Tzliyesh and the Haseba and the Tibul, all of these things are, you know, the Matzah and the Mara, all these things which are referenced in the Manishtana are but the outward manifestations of a night which intrinsically is distinct. Here we come back to one point in the Rambam. We noted that the Ben Chacham, you're allowed to expand a little bit, right? And the Ben Tipesh, you have to strip it down to the bare minimum. It's Uvalai Lahazeh. This night, the Nisim and the Flows, Pado Sana Kadosh Baruch Hu Yotzeinu L'Chair, is good. So, Imayeh Ben Gadol L'Chacham, Modio Mashi Yiralanu B'Mitzrayim, V'nisim shenasu lanu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, akol afi da'ato shelben. So you already explained that second clause of you can introduce Moshe if you're not so concerned that the child is going to mistake Moshe for the Almighty. Fine. But what's this first clause? Mashi'iro lanu b'mitzrayim. So I think what the Rambam means and refers to here is the context. If the Ben is Chacham, so then you're allowed to give him the context of what the history was, the story of Yosef, you can introduce all of this without fear that you're somehow going to lose the ikar for the tafel, for the context. See, then you set the context. Hundreds of years of slavery and servitude, bondage, and then what emerges? That this night was the night on which all of that was reversed. Right, but as every teacher knows, when you're dealing with students of different levels of aptitude, sometimes you have to be very careful about giving context, because the more context you give, the more likely they are to do what? To lose the essence of the story. So you keep it very simple. You keep it straight to the point. Lefidaso shel ben aviv melamdo. But if you have a ben chacham, it's no problem. He understands that the essence is balayla hazeh. That this is a unique night that we remember every single year, that we commemorate every single year. that we reenact every single year. And I would go just half a step further. That for the Ben Chacham giving the context, it doesn't detract, Eitan, at all from the emphasis being, just, let me finish this with 10 seconds, it doesn't detract at all from emphasizing that this night was special, because you appreciate in a much deeper way why this night was special, if you understand the entire context in which the series of events occurred. And that was precisely the point. So you can't risk that with the Ben, let's use the euphemistic term, not Tipesh, but, you know, Tom. Exactly. But the point of the matter is, the Rambam shifted his perspective about the nature of the mitzvah of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, the parallel of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. The real idea here is that just as on Shabbos you have to say, this day is distinct from the six other days of the week, on the 15th of Nisan, because on the Torah level we're mandated to reenact what happened, to re-experience what happened, we have to say this date is different than every other date of the year. And that's exactly why. So, and that's exactly why in the Torah, Pesach and Shabbos are used interchangeably. Mimacharas ha-Shabbos, of course, means Mimacharas ha-Pesach, right? The idea is that Pesach is distinct from the rest of the year. Shabbos is distinct from every other day of the week.